The Israel Report with Rolene Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
And there's Rolene Marks looking for an honest politician. Have you found one yet, Rolene?
I haven't found one. I must be honest.
Mm-hmm. But you're still looking.
I'll keep on looking because I'm the eternal optimist, Howard.
Me too, and I think it's a good place to be. It's better than the alternative. What is going on with Yair Netanyahu?
Well, it appears that Bibi Netanyahu's son has been a naughty boy yet again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a couple of weeks ago, he was in a social media war with the sons of Ehud Olmert and the late Ariel Sharon. You know, he spoke about naughty things that they had done. And today, he was tweeting about the fact that he believes that the American left-wing groups are far more dangerous than neo-Nazis. And one of the sources very close to Prime Minister Netanyahu said, you know, Yair is an adult and he's
How old is he?
He's in his early 20s.
So it's just strange behavior because, of course, one could distance oneself from him as a parent. But the truth is that the only reason he's being taken seriously is because of who he is. If my 20-year-old tweets something, nobody cares. Not even I do, really.
Especially at a time when there is a lot of scrutiny on the Netanyahu family and what their spending habits are on. And, you know, we spoke about it, I think it was last week or the week before, that that Bibi feels that there is a media witch hunt and perhaps a witch hunt from the left to try and get him out. And this, I think, just plays right into their hands.
Well, here's the thing, really, and I mean, just putting on my conspiracy theory hat, does it do that or is he saying something that Netanyahu is unable to say because of his position? In other words, using his non-political, the fact that he's not a politician, the fact that he's a kid, maybe letting him say things that his father would love to say, but then they can say, oh, no, gosh, that's so naughty. You really shouldn't be saying things like that.
Well, that's the $1 million or the million shekel question that won't be scrutinized by the comptroller. Is he inadvertently speaking for Bibi? Because Bibi Netanyahu did face a lot of criticism for taking his sweet time in responding to the racism that we have seen and that we've spoken about at length in Charlottesville. And he also issued a very powerful statement. He kind of said, you know, racism shouldn't be tolerated. The neo-Nazis, the Ku Klux Klan, et cetera, et cetera. We also feel that the Prime Minister should have come out a lot more sooner and a lot more harsh. Naftali Bennett was the first politician to actually come out and say we need a strong statement from President Trump. And many of our politicians said, where's the Prime Minister on this? We need to hear from our Prime Minister as well.
And also, just backing up my theory a little bit more as well, is we did see the time that it took for President Trump to make a statement. His daughter made a statement and his wife made a statement. So we're not, and we also do know that Bibi takes a leaf out of Trump's book over and over again. He almost waits for his lead. We saw it with the wall when Trump made a comment and then Bibi backed it up. We've seen this repetition or this mimicking of behavior. And I just wonder if this isn't a strategy that is now being employed. Let your children say things that perhaps you should say or you want to say, but don't.
I think it's very irresponsible if it is. I think right now what the world needs is very, very strong leadership, especially the Jewish people at a time where we really are seeing more and more images every single day. If it is not Charlottesville in Virginia, it is a hotel in Switzerland. And if it's not that hotel in Switzerland, it is the Boston Holocaust Memorial being defaced and vandalized. In fact, part of it has been destroyed. So now more than ever, we need strong leaders. I've been, and I am an advocate for all of us standing up and starting to use our voices and not waiting for other people to fight our battles for us. And we need to, you know, as you and I have chatted about, when it comes to issues of anti-Semitism in Europe, we hear Prime Minister Netanyahu right off the bat saying, well, they must make Aliyah, which quite frankly, a lot of Jews in those countries resent. They resent that kind of language. And now when we really, really need to hear strong words of condemnation, we're not hearing those strong words. And perhaps it is, he does wait for President Trump to set the tone. Having said that, Trump did say on Saturday, when all these protests, which sadly resulted in the death of a young woman, when they happened, he said, wait for Monday. Monday, I will be giving a major press conference. But when it comes to these kind of issues, we need to hear condemnation right off the bat. And it's come to the point where people are now baying for the blood of some of his administration.
Yeah, because now he's now made three statements. The first one was, as we say in Jewish, very, very parav. The second one was a lot better. And in the third one, he flopped back to blaming the left and the right for this. Is that correct?
Well, look, the behavior of Antifa, which is the extreme left, was also left much to be desired. But you cannot compare the two or put them on equal standing, especially when you've got the kind of rhetoric that is calling for Jewish children to be put in ovens. Mm-hmm. When we see the imagery and we hear the invective that we heard on Saturday. And, you know, I don't need to remind any of our listeners that Auschwitz and the were not built with bricks, they were built with words before anything else.
Yeah. Well, what I found incredible is when I follow the alt-right, and I've been attacked by them on many, many occasions, so I'm fairly used to it. But the level of hate, it almost seems a bit silly. And that's actually my problem, is and we've been talking about this since Monday, I still find it difficult to take them seriously, because they seem to just be children behaving shockingly and appallingly. And I don't think that, I'm not suggesting that they don't need a proper smack, but how serious are they? How seriously should they be taken? And again, obviously enormously seriously, because of the fact that a woman has died, a young woman has died, and purely as a result of their hatred. But when they are marching and they're saying these terrible things, do you think there's ever really an intention to act out on them?
Yes, I do. I think we've heard their intentions. We cannot dismiss them as somebody tweeted, as dorks with tiki torches, because their behavior gives tailwind or gives impetus to other extremely far right hate groups across the world. And this is where we do see this result in violence. They're waiting for the opportunity to be violent, just like we have spoken about militant Islam or radicalism. That, you know, we hear the invective, and we've spoken about it again and again in the mosques and in the and in the school books, and we see the results of that not just in Israel but in other cities and countries around the world. And I think that all that this ultra-right, this neo-Nazi, this new racism, whatever you want to call them, however you choose to label them, they're waiting for that one opportunity, because all it takes is one opportunity.
Absolutely right. And a story, sadly, that has not yet ended. The Swiss Foreign Ministry has condemned anti-Semitism and racism, and of course, this follows the event that, again, we've been speaking about over the course of the week at a Swiss hotel, where signs were put up asking their Jewish guests to shower before they use the facilities and before they use the swimming pool, implying, of course, that the Jewish guests are dirty. The Swiss Foreign Ministry getting involved, what have they said?
Well, our Tzipi Hotofeli got involved, and she said this is blatant anti-Semitism. And it was very interesting for me today, and as I go through my day monitoring the mainstream news, the story has been picked up, and it is the owner of the hotel is being excoriated, and the Swiss Foreign Ministry were in touch with our Foreign Ministry and said they absolutely condemn any incident of anti-Semitism or racism, and it really, really is not indicative or a reflection of the Swiss people, and this won't be tolerated. But as you said yesterday, you know, just it's just the connotation of shower, and especially and no offense to our German listeners or our German friends, when it comes from German, the German sound, encouragement of showers, we know, you know, it brings back such painful, painful memories from our past.
Absolutely right. Absolutely appalling situation, and absolutely no defense of that either. And the Israeli embassy is going to open in Cairo. Is that not unbelievable?
Well, as we stand, the Israeli embassy in Amman in Jordan is still closed, but over the last couple of months, our members of our security establishment have been in and out of Egypt, and we hope that we will be seeing the embassy opening really, really soon. Our security have assessed the security situation on the ground there and what arrangements they need to make in order to open the embassy, and although the Foreign Ministry here has not confirmed reports saying that they do not discuss security arrangements, it does look like there is movement. Our ambassador to Egypt, Ambassador David Govrin, was pulled out of Cairo with the entire staff in December. He has been working out of Jerusalem, and you know, this has been due to security concerns, but one of our dailies here, the Haaretz, I know, which many of our listeners don't like too much, have reported that a delegation made up of representatives from the Shin Bet and the Foreign Ministry have been in Cairo since Sunday. They're talking about security arrangements. This has happened for a couple of weeks. And this is because we saw supporters of Hosni Mubarak at the heart of the Arab Spring. We saw a lot of incidents happen that were a threat to security. We know that just a couple of years ago, a battery ram was used to demolish one of the protective walls around the embassy compound, and Israel had to airlift its diplomats out of Egypt, and this has created also a series of diplomatic crises.
Very, very interesting indeed. And actually, on that Haaretz note, I must tell you that I battle to read anything from Haaretz. I found it so slanted and so agenda driven. And again, most media is, but there's something about the way Haaretz operates that, especially that now that they've introduced a paywall, I refuse point blank to support that organization and to pay for the content. I don't know how it's received in Israel, and I don't know how what people think about it, but I find it absolutely an appalling publication.
Well, Haaretz in Hebrew is very left-leaning, but there is a big difference between what is published in the Hebrew press and what is published in the English press. The English version of the newspaper is far, far, far more left than the Hebrew version, even though the Hebrew version is as pretty left as you can get. But we've heard the editor say just a few weeks ago that he does not consider himself a Zionist. Well, he's free to leave as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, especially with the newspaper with the name Haaretz. It's the land. Well, then go to another land. Maybe North Korea. A bus congratulating North Korea on Independence Day.
Well, Howard, what do they say about birds of a feather?
Yeah, we were speaking to David Effian earlier from the Allgemeine, and he was talking about the connection between Iran and North Korea. Well, it seems that Abbas wants to join that holy alliance.
Well, maybe the unholy alliance. We, you know, when we connect the dots and we see how they all kind of link back to each other, and we've got Abbas with his theories of Holocaust denial. We've heard from Iranian leaders too, successive Iranian leaders, about Holocaust denial and what they think, both with the kind of rhetoric that calls for the destruction of Israel and the Jewish people. Birds of a feather. Absolutely. Despite them not sharing any dodgy haircut that King Jong-un has himself.
Hairstyle. Well, actually, hardly. Time is 5:26. That's Rolene Marks with the Israel Report. Rolene, thank you as always, and we will chat to you tomorrow afternoon. Same time, same place, but
with a whiskey
in hand. Absolutely right. That's Rolene Marks with the Israel Report, and of course, that is brought to you by the Blue Agents.